The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Even though in Division III college hockey, it is a long season, you get to a point in the season where it is crunch time, and for the Middlebury College Panthers, that is exactly where we are. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena tonight for the game between the Panthers and the Connecticut College Camels in a NESCAC battle that for both teams is very important, but especially for the Panthers, who are currently in 10th place in the NESCAC division, looking to make a move into a playoff spot in the NESCAC. The top eight teams make the playoffs. The Panthers right now on the outside looking in. And Jason, for the Panthers, I think we can say that these games this weekend are pretty critical.
Yeah, you're exactly right. 2-8 in the conference, 4-12 overall, opposite Connecticut College, who's 7-9 overall and 6-4 in the conference. Good for second place. For the Panthers, it's time to take care of business, and you need to start tonight, and you need to start by getting a goal early. It's pretty simple, but get a goal early.
Yeah, these two teams kind of have parallels based on their results last weekend. Last weekend, of course, up in Maine, the Panthers beat Colby 3-2 on Friday night. And then on Saturday, a disappointing 2-1 loss in a hard-fought game against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. But for the Connecticut College Camels, kind of a similar weekend, a 3-2 overtime win against Wesleyan on Friday night. And then on Saturday, a disappointing 5-2 loss against the conference-leading Trinity College Bantams. But however, as we start this game tonight, the Connecticut College Camels come into the NESCAC in second place, and they're in a much better position standings-wise than the Panthers. So again, Jason, a game that I think the Panthers need to have.
It's been an interesting year in terms of the NESCAC. Plenty of parity as we look up and down the standings. Trinity atop the standings at 8-1-1. Connecticut College second at 6-4. Wesleyan's 5-3-2. Williams is 6-4. Williams and Wesleyan tied for third in the conference. Colby's fifth at 7-5. Amherst is 4-3-3. They're in sixth place. Hamilton 4-5-1, followed by Bowdoin at 4-8. Tufts at 2-7-1, and Middlebury rounding it out at 2-8. Again, just on the outside looking in, because the majority of teams, Bruce, honestly make the playoffs. And I think for Middlebury, you get two wins, you're right back in the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if the Panthers are able to win today, or tonight rather, against Conn College, and are able to put together another victory tomorrow afternoon when they take care of Tufts, the teams right in front of them in ninth place in the NESCAC, you're right, they will be right back in the discussion. But for the Panthers, they need to get some wins, and they need to get them now. Coming into tonight's game, only eight games left. So running out of time to make a run for the playoffs.
They're running out of time, but they also have plenty of time in the sense that if you just take care of business tonight, you really get yourself back into that playoff conversation. That's the beauty of the NESCAC, really. There's a big opportunity, honestly, to make the playoffs, considering 80% of the teams make it. And if you're Middlebury, a good weekend last weekend, you did split it, but there were plenty of positives to take away from that and plenty to build on coming into tonight.
Yeah, again, the win last Friday night against Colby. The Panthers played essentially a perfect road game. Frank Cozzolito getting the game winner at 18:08 of the third period in the Friday night game against Colby in a game that was kind of raucous. Big crowd on hand at the Colby rink, and the Panthers managed to gut that one out. A big win for Middlebury. And then on Saturday afternoon, a game I still don't really figure out how that happened, because I think the Panthers outplayed Bowdoin in every possible way, but they lost the game. So
sometimes you just don't get that final goal. It was tough goaltending that was able to stop Middlebury, and it was a positive win in terms of momentum. It was a positive game, excuse me, in terms of momentum's sake. But again, none of that really matters because you know you have a tough game against Connecticut College tonight. You know that Connecticut College is second in the conference, and you know that you have to come out and you have to execute.
Well, there's some things that the Panthers are going to have to do tonight that they've had some issues with this season so far. The power play is one of them. We'll talk about that in a minute when we get to the keys. But the Panthers and Camels have played once already this season as the two squads met at the Dayton Arena back on Friday, December 1st. Unfortunately for the Panthers, it was a game won by the Camels 5-0 as the Panthers dropped their first road game of the season. The Camels scored two goals in the first period on tallies by Kevin Doyle and Chris Jellison, and then they added three more in the second stanza. Brian Ackle, Kevin Doyle with his second of the game, and Jacob Moreau all lit the lamp for Conn College as the Camels won with the shutout. And in the cage, Connor Rodericks, who we're going to see tonight for the Camels, stopped all the 28 shots that he faced, while Stephen Klein made 29 saves for the Panthers on 34 shots. And with that win, Conn College at the time picked up their second win of the season, while Middlebury fell to 0-5. But again, totally different point in the season. Again, eight games left for Middlebury, and they need to win, and they need to do it now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it really has to start with the goaltending. And again, we'll get into the keys in a little bit. But it really has to start with Stephen Klein being comfortable back there with the number of shots he's going to face and continuing to be sharp.
Shots and goaltending, something that we're going to talk about when we take a look at the keys for both Middlebury and the Connecticut College Camels. We'll do that in a second. We're going to take a break right here. We'll be back, talk about the keys for the game tonight. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena as we're getting ready for tonight's contest between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Connecticut College Camels. Again, the Panthers coming into tonight's game 10th in the conference while the Camels sit at second. And some keys to tonight's game. And Jason, what do you have as your keys tonight for the visiting Connecticut College Camels?
First one has to be to allow less shots. They let 34.9 shots go against them and only shoot 24.7 shots. That's a difference of 10. And allowing nearly 35 shots is too many to consistently be successful. Allowing less shots takes the pressure off the goaltenders. And you need to make it an easy game for the goaltenders. My second key has to be continued consistent contributions from the forward. If we look at it, a very balanced scoring attack. Jacob Morrow has 14 points. Paul Capozzi has 13 points. Ryan Petty has 12 points. And Chris Jellison has 11 points. Continue to let these strong players lead the way. Morrow's only a sophomore and Capozzi's only a freshman in particular. They've scored well, so set them up. And my other one has to be force the issue. Make Stephen Klein have to face too many shots for it to be realistic for the Panthers to win. Panthers themselves score, Bruce, only 1.56 goals a game. It's not very many. So get goals against Stephen Klein and make the Panthers' offense have to beat you.
Yeah, and for the Panthers, Jason, the Panthers come into tonight's game at 4-12 overall, 2-8 in the conference, good for 10th place. They do not score a lot of goals. As you mentioned, they score only 1.56 goals a game and give up quite a bit more, 3.69. The power play has been an issue this season, 1-45, only 2.2%. But the penalty kill has been pretty good, 52-62, 83.9%. They take about 25 shots per game. They give up 34.8. That is something the Panthers are going to have to work on. The Panthers 2-7 at home, 2-5 on the road. And in terms of the keys that I have tonight for Middlebury, number one, build on the positives. The Panthers played well last weekend in the games against Colby and Bowdoin, and even though they split, went 1-1, winning 3-2 on Friday night against Colby and then losing to Bowdoin on Saturday 2-1, they did a lot of the little things right, and we've talked about that a lot this season. They were strong defensively, and they put the pressure on the opposing team's goaltenders, getting goals that came from hard work. The Panthers need more of that tonight. Number two, stay out of the box and work on the power play. Now, the Camels are a decent team on the power play. They're 10-51, which is 19.6%. So you want to keep them from getting the man advantage. And last week, Colby went 1-3 on the power play on Friday, while Bowdoin went 1-5 on Saturday. So the Panthers are definitely going to want to stay out of the box. And as for the power play, it really hasn't been much of the factor for the Panthers at 2.2%. So if the Panthers want to make a move in the standings, that has got to change. And finally, and you hit this right on the head in terms of the Camels, goaltending. We've talked a lot about goaltender Stephen Klein this season. He's had to be the best player on the ice for Middlebury for many of the games, and tonight will be no different. Klein comes into the game at 4-11-0 with a 3.10 goals against average, but in spite of his record, his save percentage is an incredible 91%. And to help him win the game tonight, the Panthers need to make his life easier. They need to play hard in front of him and reduce the number of shots that Stephen Klein sees. And so for Middlebury, they've got their work cut out for them. But again, this is a very winnable game.
And I thought that something they did particularly well last weekend was play good defense in front of Stephen Klein. Just need to continue to do that, and they should be okay.
Well, let's hope that that is indeed the case. We're going to take a break right here. When we come back, the starting lineups. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College for tonight's game between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Connecticut College Camels. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler with you from Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And with the starting lineup for the visiting Camels, my broadcast partner, Jason Wexler.
Thank you very much, Bruce. It'll be Jacob Morrow at left wing, number 13 from the Carleton Place Canadiens. In at center, it'll be Ryan Petty, the sophomore. Paul Capozzi will be the right winger. He'll be wearing number 21 tonight. And at defense, the left defender, it'll be Kyle Moss, number 2, and Brett Sterling, number 4. In goal, like we saw last time these two teams met in a 5-0 win for Connecticut College, it's Connor Rodericks in goal.
All right, the starting lineups for the Middlebury College Panthers. No real surprise here. Starting in the cage, number 31, senior goaltender Stephen Klein. The defense pairing, which is kind of interesting, we'll get to this in a minute. On left defense, number 33, freshman Eric Jeremiah. And on the right side, number 12, sophomore Frank Cozzolito, moving up to the first defense pairing. The starting forwards at left wing, number 26, sophomore Mitchell Allen. At center, number 9, sophomore Owen Powers. And on the right side, freshman number 25, Michael Fahey, the starting lineups for the Middlebury College Panthers. And so as we get ready for tonight's tilt, the Panthers will be skating from left to right in their home white uniforms. The Camels skating from right to left in their visiting blue uniforms with the big white numbers. And we're getting the starting lineups here for the Panthers here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And in just a moment, we will get tonight's tilt underway. But again, Jason, as we mentioned, an important game tonight for both teams.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And interesting to note, the opposition against Connecticut College scores 26 goals as opposed to 10 and 12 respectively in the third period as opposed to the first and second. So one thing Middlebury can expect to do is finish strong. But interestingly enough, and as an interesting juxtaposition, Middlebury hasn't finished strong.
That's a good point, Jason. Right now we're going to take a break as we have the presentation of both the Canadian and American national anthems. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry. Tonight's NESCAC game between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Connecticut College Camels. Both teams coming into tonight's game looking for a win. The Camels looking to solidify their place in the NESCAC. And as for the Panthers, trying to hop into the playoff picture. And so a very important game tonight for both teams. Again, the Panthers skating from left to right, wearing their home white uniforms with blue numbers. The Connecticut College Camels, the visitors, skating from right to left in their road blues with white numbers. Getting ready for tonight's face-off at center ice. Ryan Petty taking the face-off for the Camels. And I believe we'll have Owen Powers, the top line center for the Panthers. And as we get the big 20 minutes on the Middlebury scoreboard, it is time for hockey at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The face-off dropped. It is won by Powers. Loses it to Petty, who sends it into the zone. A shot immediately off of Klein's glove. It goes into the left corner, off the boards. Jacob Moreau with a puck, with a shot on Klein from above the circles that he gloves, and he will hold on. 19:45 left to play, first period. Connecticut College with the lone shot of the game so far.
And they're being aggressive and forcing the issue to start things out. Good job by them.
Yeah, the face-off to the right of Klein, Petty, and Powers taking the face-off. Again, won by Powers. Back to Jeremiah. Along the boards to Michael Fahey, who sends it back behind Klein. Jeremiah in the left corner passes it up to Powers along the right side. Dumps it in into the Camels' defensive zone in the right corner. Mitch Allen with him. He loses the puck to Kyle Moss, the defender, who loses it to Powers at the right side. A shot, which is stopped by Rodericks in front. Fahey with the puck. A rebound. Allen in the left corner, looking for someone to pass to. It's picked up by Petty behind his goaltender, Rodericks, along the boards, and out come the Camels. Nick Botticelli with the puck for Conn College. He loses it to Powers, who dumps it back in as both teams change. The puck now in the left corner. Kyle Moss with the puck for Conn College. Back to his partner, Brett Sterling, up the boards, and it's taken by third line left wing Brendan O'Connell. Back to Brett Sterling at center ice, who wrists a shot in over Klein's net. Back behind the Middlebury netminder, picked up by Brendan Dawson, across to David Bellucci, his defense partner. He sends it up to Kamil Tkachuk, who sends it into the Camel zone. Back behind Rodericks, where it's picked up by Dylan Chase, who sends it up And Chase is crushed by Tkachuk along the right wing boards. The puck loose deep in the Camel zone. And the Camels have to retreat as they look to break out. Brendan O'Connell with the puck again. Back to Chase for Connecticut College along the boards. O'Connell with it again along the boards right in front of the Connecticut College bench. Jimmy McKee battling with O'Connell. A whole bunch of players coming together, and it is finally dumped in deep into the Middlebury zone by Jeff Thompson. Jeremiah leaves it for Dawson up the wing to McKee, who sends it along the boards to McClellan. Dumps it in for Middlebury. A.J. Wallace with the puck in the left corner for the Camels. He's battling with McClellan. Back to the point, over to Jeremiah on the right side. Sends it over to Dineen. It's picked up and lost by Middlebury. It's picked up again by Charlie Parsons. Tries to get a shot on that. Is broken up by Jeff Thompson. And it is dumped out of the zone. Nick Botticelli racing for Conn College deep in the Middlebury defensive zone with Eric Jeremiah, who sends it over to Dineen. Loses it to Connor Lloyd. And Middlebury trying to break out. Matt Danner with the puck now along the left side for Middlebury. Gets it to the point. Brett Sterling with a shot. And that is saved by Klein. A big stop there as he goes down and makes a save with the right leg. And Ryan Glance with a shot from the left circle that Klein has decided he has seen enough of. He will hold on. 17-12 left to play first period. Middlebury and Conn College scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena.
And we're brought to you by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes.
A pair of number nines taking the faceoff now. Powers from Middlebury, Petty for Connecticut College. It's won by Petty, but it comes out into neutral ice where Frank Cozzolito will pick it up for Middlebury across to his partner David Bellucci, and it's dumped deep into the Connecticut Camel zone. Mitch Allen in the right corner looking for a centering pass over to Michael Fahey, doing some circles in the right corner. Over to Allen again looking to center it. Fahey with the puck in the right corner. Sent back behind Rodericks. Owen Powers chasing for Middlebury against Petty for Conn College in the left corner. Powers with the puck again over to Allen. Powers again in the left corner. He's held up along the boards by Petty. Back to the point, and it goes right between Bellucci and Cozzolito. Goes all the way back down as both teams changing. Bellucci with the puck for Middlebury. Sends it up high off the boards. Deep into the Conn College zone looking for Tkachuk. Misses him. And Dylan Chase, the left defenseman, taking the puck for Conn College behind his netminder Rodericks. Here comes Chase up the left side to Mason Evans, who dumps it in for Conn College. Up deep in the Middlebury zone in the right corner. Middlebury trying to get it out. Tkachuk trying to get it out of the zone. He's not able to. Loses the puck to Kevin Doyle in the right corner looking for a centering pass. Nice play by Cozzolito and Dawson broken up as Dawson circles right in front of Klein. And here comes the Panthers. Dawson skating through center ice. One on four. Shot by Dawson. Blockered away by Rodericks. A great play by Brendan Dawson. We've seen his skating abilities so far this season, and he did a nice job there. Back to the point. Dineen at the left side. He loses it. Jeff Thompson racing with Dineen. Thompson again in the right circle. Dineen doing a nice job holding him off. Dineen in the corner for Conn College, looking to get it to the point. It's broken up as A.J. Wallace tries to hold it in for Conn College, and they're not able to. Dan Driscoll with the puck for Conn College, dumping it into the zone. Chris Jellison on the left side. He loses the puck to Dawson. On the right side, dumps it in. McClellan chasing the puck for Middlebury deep into the left corner. It comes back to the point where Jeremiah does a nice job keeping in a wrist shot from the left side. And Rodericks decides to hold on. Middlebury with some pressure on that shift. 14:47 left to play first period. Middlebury and Conn College scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Two shots apiece so far in this period. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Will White for Conn College. McKee chased out of the faceoff circle, taken by Ty, won by Danny Ty. A wrist shot that Jeremiah took from the left circle. That goes wide. It's picked up by Kyle Moss behind his net. Moss and Glance for Conn College, send it off the boards. It comes out into neutral ice. Charlie Parsons racing back into the Conn College defensive zone against Brett Sterling. Parsons doing a nice job keeping it in, but it comes back out, and Eric Jeremiah takes it at center ice as the Panthers look to set up another play. The defensive pairing now for Middlebury, Jeremiah and Cozzolito. sent up to Connor Lloyd at center ice. Over to Cozzolito, who's pinching above the right circle. Cozzolito in a shot! And that is saved by Rodericks. He had a little trouble with that one. Cozzolito around the back of the net to the top of the circle. A shot. That one is deflected by Danner off his skate. Ryan Petty in the left corner for Connecticut College. Middlebury with some great pressure here. Back to the left point for Cozzolito with a drive. And Rodericks just chested that one back down where Petty takes that. Some continued strong play from Frank Cozzolito, who had the game-winning goal last Friday night against Colby. And being rewarded with extra ice time. Rodericks with the puck behind his own net. He leaves it. He loses the puck to Mitch Allen, who gets it back to the point. Dawson with the wrist shot. That one is blocked. And it deflected off of something into the netting. And Middlebury with consistent pressure on two shifts there. Doing a nice job. Five shots on goal for Middlebury so far. 13:25 left to play first period.
Great aggression by Middlebury as you get the get the idea that they're really trying to get that first chance of the game to go in.
Again, a pair of nines taking the faceoff here in the left circle. Powers and Petty. One by Petty, but it's picked up behind the Camel's net by Allen. It's in the left corner right now. Powers again trying to keep it in, and he does. And A.J. Wallace picks up the puck for Conn College, trying to send it to a streaking Jacob Moreau. Loses over to Mitch Allen in the zone. A shot by Fahey back in the Camel zone. It's picked up by Ryan Petty, who skates along the left side into the Middlebury zone. He sends a wrist shot. That one goes wide into the right corner. Paul Capazzi for the Camels on the right side, dumping it back in. Moreau has got it on the right side, tries to center it. That one goes off a skate. Paul Capazzi hit that with a skate, and it's still in the zone on the left side. Brett Sterling in the left circle. He's trying to get to the front. A terrific job by Brendan Dawson keeping him away from the front of the net. It's over on the left side right now where it's taken by Moreau. Sends it over to Sterling with a drive that Klein stops. They try to send it in front, and Klein will cover that. Action in front of the Middlebury net, but Stephen Klein up to the task again. He continues his strong play, and he will hold on to that. 12:23 left to play first period. Middlebury and Conn College scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena.
That time coming just outside of the crease left side to make the save. Good job.
Brian Ackle taking the faceoff for Conn College against Vinny Gisante. One by Ackle along to the right side. It's sent back behind Klein. Over to the left side now, where Trevor Turnbull sends it out. And Brian Ackle dumps it back in behind Klein. Brett Dineen with the puck for Middlebury over to Tkachuk. Trevor Turnbull along the left side as they go into the Camel zone. Gisante with the puck in the right circle over to Jeremiah at the right point. Sends it over to Dineen with a drive, and that one is wide. Ackle trying to get it out. Gisante goes down. No call. Brett Sterling trying to get it out, and Middlebury doing an excellent job keeping it in. Sterling has the puck right now in front of his netminder. Sends it across to his partner, Kyle Moss. And Moss has seen enough, and he will get it out to Chris Jellison, who dumps it in. And that one bounces out right over the boards in the Panthers' defensive zone. 11:35 left to play first period. Middlebury and Conn College scoreless. Jason, some end-to-end action so far in this first period.
Yeah, both teams getting after it. Middlebury winning the shots advantage 5-3. Some exciting hockey we've seen.
Yeah, McKee and Jellison taking the faceoff now for their respective teams. One by McKee. Sent back to Cozzolito, who dumps it into the Camel zone. McClellan along the boards in the right. He's got McKee with him behind Rodericks. McKee looking for someone to pass to, as he's pressured along the boards by defenseman Dylan Chase for the Camels. Back to Danny Tai along the right boards. He tries to cycle it around to McKee in the right corner. McKee's hit. He goes down. Cozzolito with a drive. That one is wide. It goes into the left corner where it's picked up by Bellucci over to McClellan. McClellan doing a nice job keeping it in, and he keeps it deep into the Camel zone. It comes along the board. Dylan Chase back behind Rodericks where it's picked up by Mason Evans. Oh, Evans over to Botticelli, who sends it out. He was looking for Jellison. That one is picked up by Connor Lloyd, who skates into the Camel zone. Lloyd leaving it for Charlie Parsons in the left corner. Back to Parsons. Mason Evans with the puck for Connecticut College along the boards. Tries to get it out, but Brett Dineen doing a nice job keeping it in. And it scoots out. Chris Jellison with the puck for Conn College. Over to Botticelli with a drive that Klein stops. The rebound comes out to Dineen along the right side. He skates up over the red line, dumping it deep into the Connecticut College zone as Middlebury changes. Matt Danner putting pressure on A.J. Wallace, but it comes out. And Ryan Glantz dumps the puck into the Middlebury zone, where it's also played by Matt Michaud behind Klein. Comes out to the point where Dan Driscoll sends it back behind Klein, picked up by Middlebury. Dineen with the puck again along the right side. Over to Allen, back to Owen Powers, right in front of the Middlebury bench. Back to Dineen, over to Dawson. Dawson off the right boards, where it's picked up by Glantz. Back to Dawson, across to Dineen, in front of the Middlebury bench now, and Dineen on the left side dumps it into the zone as the Panthers change. Brett Sterling with the puck for Conn College. It's picked up by Cozzolino, who loses it as it comes to neutral ice. And right now, Cozzolino has it for Middlebury, dumps it deep into the Connecticut College zone, where it's picked up by Brett Sterling, who is being harassed by Vinny Gisante. Dylan Chase with the puck for Conn College, trying to send it up, broken up by Jeremiah and Charlie Lawrence. Jeremiah with the puck again, where it's picked up by Brett Sterling in neutral ice into the Middlebury zone. Ryan Petty with the puck for Conn College, sending it in front. It's broken up by the Middlebury defense. Strong play there by Vinny Gisante, back checking. Here comes Charlie Lawrence. He's in on Rodericks. Oh, and a save by Rodericks with the right leg. Strong play there by Charlie Lawrence as he broke in. And Conn College clears, sends it deep in. Kevin Doyle, deep in the Middlebury zone. He's in the left corner, being held up by Bellucci along the boards. Comes to the shot, point, a shot by Dylan Chase. Chase from just above the left circle, a drive that Klein holds on to. 8:39 left to play first period. The Panthers and Camels scoreless in the first period.
Sorry, Bruce, that was a fantastic save there on the other end.
Brian Ackle taking the faceoff for Conn College against Vinny Gisante. Won by Gisante, taken by Jimmy McKee. And it comes back to David Bellucci, who sends it up. A couple of Panthers and a couple of Camels trying to get it out as it scoots back into the Middlebury defensive zone. David Bellucci with the puck, leaving the puck for Brendan Dawson, who's seen a lot of ice time in this game. Dawson sends it off of Danny Ty's stick. It goes deep into the Conn College zone, and Middlebury has iced the puck. 8:16 left to play first period. Middlebury and Conn College scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. So far, 5 shots on goal for Middlebury and 7 for the Camels.
We're brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Middlebury needs to win this faceoff and get the pressure off of Klein.
Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury in the left circle. Jellison for Conn College. Won by Jellison, back to Jeff Thompson. That one is wide. It goes into the right corner. Jimmy McKee with the puck for Middlebury, skating over the blue line, now over the red line, dumping it into the Camel zone. It's picked up by Dan Driscoll in the right corner. Over to Botticelli, who sends it up to Jellison, deep in the Middlebury zone now in the left corner. Charlie Parson holding it along the boards. It's picked up by Thompson in front of Klein. It goes back behind the net, where it's picked up by Matt Danner in the left corner, in the right corner, Sends it across to Charlie Parsons, who skates up the right side. Kyle Moss trying to get it into the Middlebury zone, broken up by the Middlebury defense pairing of Brett Dineen and Eric Jeremiah, deep into the Camel zone. A shot from the left circle on Rodericks, and Middlebury is offsides. 7:29 left to play first period, scoreless between the Panthers and Camels. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK. Connor Lloyd taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Will White for the Camels. Won by Lloyd. It goes into the Camel zone, but quickly bounces out. It is now in the Middlebury defensive zone, picked up by Bellucci. He's looking for Danner as it comes back into the Camels defensive zone. Charlie Parsons in the left corner for Middlebury. He's met by Brett Sterling. Danner with the puck. Loses it to Moss for the Camels. Now picked up by Matt Michaud, who skates behind his net. Going up the right side, he's met by Connor Lloyd, who walls him off. Picked up by Fahey. He's got Allen with him. Fahey over to Bellucci, and a shot in front, and a great stop by Brett Sterling of the Conn College Camels. He put his stick out there, broke up a tremendous scoring chance by Owen Powers. That line of Allen, Powers, and Fahey generating some pressure there. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. He wins the faceoff, a shot back from the point. That shot from Allen. And the Camels deep into the Middlebury defensive zone. Paul Capozzi with the puck. It's broken up by the Middlebury defense along the left side. Jacob Moreau with the puck for Conn College. They lose it to Fahey on the right side. He's got a two-on-one, a shot, and it is saved by Rodericks. He had Powers on the doorstep, and Conn College trying to clear it up, and Middlebury has just taken a penalty. Owen Powers, I think, inadvertently hitting one of the camels right along the boards there. It looks like it was number six, A.J. Wallace. At least that's who it appears to be. Wallace gets up quickly. It is number five, Dylan Chase. That five looks like a six. So fortunately, he got up quickly. So Owen Powers has been assessed a two-minute penalty. We're waiting for the official call. The faceoff is going to come back deep into the Middlebury zone to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Brian Petty for Conn College, won by Petty, but it comes along the boards where Bellucci holds it along the wall. Bellucci and Capazzi back to the point. They get it back to the point. Conn College now at the right circle. It's over to Evans. Evans at the top of the circles. Jacob Moreau above the left circle. He looks for Kyle Moss. He sends a shot that is blocked by McKee. It's now back at the left point. Jacob Moreau looking for someone to pass to, and it comes out. And Mason Evans for the Camels has to go back and play. And Moreau trying to get it set up, and instead he passes it to Mark McClellan, who dumps it deep into the Camel zone into the left corner. 1:15 left to go in the penalty to Owen Powers as the Camels bring it up. Jacob Moreau with the puck for Connecticut College, sending it into the Middlebury zone where it's picked up by Vinny Gisanti in the left corner, and he will clear it. Instead, he gets it over to Capazzi with a shot. That one goes wide. Gisanti trying to get it out. Instead, it went right to Capazzi, who got a shot off, but it was blocked. Conn College now at the right circle. Capazzi with it again. It is picked up by Evans, who pinches from the right side. Picked up by Tkachuk along the wall. He'll waste some time. And Tkachuk skies it with 37 seconds left in the penalty to Owen Powers. 4:52 left to play in the first period. This game scoreless so far. Brett Sterling taking the puck for Conn College behind his net. Sends it over to Jeff Thompson, who skates in front of the Middlebury bench into the Middlebury defensive zone. Now in the right corner. Sends it around. He was looking for Moss at the point, who is able to hold it in. Now Jellison with the puck for Conn College. Over to Moss, who sends it back behind Klein. Middlebury can't get it out. Sterling at the right circle looking for someone to center it to. Parsons holding him along the boards. 5 seconds left in the penalty to Owen Powers. And it comes in on Klein, who will hold on. 2 seconds left in the penalty to Owen Powers. 4:21 left in the first period. This game scoreless.
And that penalty was for boarding, by the way.
So 4:21 left to play in the first period. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Danny Tye taking the faceoff against Brian Ackle. Won by Ackle. It's in the right corner for Middlebury. In their defensive zone, Brendan O'Connell with the puck. For the Camels, it is along the boards. Danny Tye sends it off the boards. Nice play by him. He's able to get it out. And it bounces off of one of the Camels, Kevin Doyle, who is still in the Middlebury defensive zone. And so there'll be a faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone with 4:06 to play in a scoreless first period. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff against Ackle. Won by McKee. Back to Dawson, who sends it in. And a shot that has to be played by Rodericks as it comes into the left corner. Danny Tye with the puck in the left corner for Middlebury. He's over there with Brian Ackle for the Camels. Tye trying to center it, but the Camels are able to get it out. And A.J. Wallace dumps it deep into the Middlebury zone as the Camels change. It's picked up by Dineen, and here comes Middlebury. Long pass. McKee trying to hit Tkachuk. It's broken up by Conn College. Tkachuk with the puck again on the left circle. Tkachuk going 1-on-4. Great individual effort. Trevor Turnbull now with the puck for Middlebury deep in the Camel zone. Turnbull still with the puck, leaving it for Tkachuk. It's broken up by Will White. White goes down, no call. Turnbull with the puck for Middlebury along the boards. Back to Jeremiah. Sends it across to Cosmolino. A drive! And it hits the post. Bellucci got all that one. Now over to Cosmolino. Another shot that Rodericks has got to hold on to. and some extracurricular activities after the whistle. Roderick's able to hold on to that. Jeremiah and Frank Cozzolito doing a nice job keeping the puck in the zone. Cozzolito with a shot from the point. And with 2:59 left in a scoreless first period, it looks like after all those extracurricular activities, the referees are still discussing what, if anything, is going to be called here. It looks like nothing.
And Trevor Turnbull looked to get pushed after the whistle.
Yeah, Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Petty. Won by Powers. Back to Cozzolito. Over to Allen. Back to Cozzolito. Up to Powers. Powers dumps it deep into the camel zone. Brett Sterling with the puck for Conn College. He sends it back behind his net where Mitch Allen is there. Allen looking for Jeremiah, who is in front of Rodericks. Bad turnover there by Sterling. Passing it to the Middlebury player, but no harm, no foul. Sterling with the puck again, skating between the circles. Now his partner Kyle Moss skating in front of the Middlebury bench, dumped into the defensive zone. Cozzolito with the puck for the Panthers, sending it over to Powers. Powers looking for Allen, who sends it deep into the Conn College zone. Jacob Moreau with the puck for Conn College. He sends it over to Botticelli at the right circle. He sends it over to Capazzi, who loses it to Mitch Allen. Allen up to Fahey. Fahey dumps it in. Jimmy McKee chasing for the puck with an opposing number six. That is A.J. Wallace, who sends it around the boards. Over to Botticelli, who sends it to Thompson on the left side. Dumped into the Middlebury zone. Danner with the puck now for Middlebury. Behind the net, where it's picking up by Dawson. Dawson trying to get it out, and he is successful. It's picked up by Dan Driscoll, who dumps it back in. Dawson back in looking for Danny Tye on the right side. Tye dumps it out, and it is picked up by Mason Evans for Conn College. Deep in his defensive zone, Evans with it again behind his goaltender Rodericks as we hit 1:17 left to play in the first period. Scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Dylan Chase having trouble getting the puck out for Conn College. Vinny Giassanti bringing it in, but then it bounces back out, back into the Middlebury defensive zone, over to Dawson. Dawson trying to hit Charlie Lawrence, who is not able to touch it, and so that is icing with 1:01 left to play in a first period that has been scoreless, but also has been kind of exciting.
Yeah, it's been back and forth, both teams showing their stretches offensively. Be interesting to see who scores the first goal. Connecticut College winning the shots battle 8-6 so far.
All right, so this faceoff to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who has played well tonight. Giassanti taking the faceoff against Ackill in the left circle. Won by Ackill. Back to the point. It's over to Kevin Doyle into the left corner. He sends it back to Petty in the right corner. Excuse me, over to Brendan O'Connell. Behind Klein as Middlebury is able to send it out. Jeremiah able to get it out. Jeremiah is trying to center it. He was looking for Charlie Lawrence. It's in the zone. Jeremiah with a shot from the left point. And that one goes wide. And Brendan O'Connell for Conn College trying to get it out. Charlie Lawrence again off the puck for Middlebury. He skates in the left side. He leaves the puck for Dineen, who's trying to get it to Michael Fahey. It comes all the way back to Cozzolito for Middlebury. Sends it across to his partner, Brett Dineen. Dineen skies it deep into the Conn College zone. Sterling trying to get it out, but Middlebury doing a nice job keeping the pressure on and trying to keep it. They're able to do that. Capazzi with the puck for Conn College at neutral ice right in front of the Middlebury bench, and the buzzer sounds. 20 minutes played, nothing solved. Middlebury and Conn College scoreless after 20 minutes of play. We'll talk about it after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. You're listening to Hockey Night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman live from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. So far, after 20 minutes of play, nothing solved. The Panthers and Camels scoreless from the arena tonight. 7 shots on goal for the Panthers, 8 for Conn College. Jason, no scoring in the first period, but some big saves by both goaltenders. A pretty exciting first period.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Both teams have had their chances, and both goaltenders have lived up to the billing. We especially know, because we see it every time, how good Stephen Klein can be. And he turned away a couple of tough chances from Connecticut College.
Yeah, again, 8 shots on goal for the Camels, 7 for the Panthers. No scoring in the period, only one penalty. Owen Powers taking a boarding penalty in the first period that the Panthers were able to kill off. So again, no scoring in that period. But Jason, kind of a weird period because both teams seem to have periods of time when they carried the play. And I thought it was interesting to note for Middlebury that their lineup tonight, Coach Neil Sinclair going with 5 defensemen. So Eric Jeremiah, Frank Cozzolito, Brendan Dawson, David Bellucci, and Brett Dineen. 5 defensemen. And in that first period, Brendan Dawson getting a lot of ice time and I think showcasing his skating ability. We saw him make a couple of big plays in that period to start at scoring rushes, and maybe that's something Coach is trying to generate some offense.
We know that he's a guy that has the ability to play offense equally well as defense, even though technically he's a defenseman. We saw him go end-to-end one time, so we know he has the skating speed. I think you're probably right in your assessment. That's what they're trying to do, generate offense from the defensive end and take it up the length of the ice.
Well, it's interesting, too, because Coach Sinclair going with 4 full lines and actually an extra forward tonight. Charlie Lawrence is the extra forward for the Panthers. And again, kind of an exciting first period with both teams having segments of the period where they carried the play. Some physical play in front, some extra stuff after the whistle, but no extra penalties. And so, again, after 20 minutes of play, nothing solved. But I think this is going to be a low-scoring game tonight, and I think it may be a case where a mistake or two decides the outcome.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because both teams have had their chances, but neither able to convert because of the superb goaltending we've been able to see. Two shots on goal from Brett Sterling, and he's the only one that has more than one shot on goal for Connecticut College. They've been able to spread it around. Expect that to continue, and expect strong shifts on both sides. Both teams are talented, and both teams are pretty much equal in terms of how they're playing at this point in the season.
Well, again, last time these two teams played, back in December 1st, the Camels shut out Middlebury 5-0, and Connor Rodericks for the Camels stopped all the shots that he faced in that game, and so far he's doing exactly the same tonight. He is a technically sound goaltender, and just like Stephen Klein has done for Middlebury, Rodericks keeping the Panthers off the board.
Yeah, you're exactly right. On both sides, a couple of really close shots by both teams, and both goaltenders just being aware and communicating with their defense and getting them to stop the close shots. Because of that communication, they're not being screened in front, and they're able to see well what's going on.
All right, again, after 20 minutes of play, Middlebury and Conn College scoreless. We'll be back with more of the intermission report after this. We're going to check the NESCAC scoreboard when we come back. Only one game going on tonight, but we'll take a peek at that next. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman along with my buddy and broadcast partner, Jason Wexler. An exciting first period, scoreless between Middlebury and the Conn College Camels. An important NESCAC game for both teams. Again, Conn College coming into tonight's contest solidly in the playoff picture in second place in the NESCAC, while Middlebury right now at least on the outside looking in 10th place. So as mentioned in the pregame show, Jason, an important game for both teams, but especially for Middlebury if they want to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And they're doing everything they can, short of scoring a goal so far here in the first period, getting a couple of close shots on goaltender Connor Rodericks, but just not able to cash in yet. You get the feeling, like you said, that one mistake could decide the game.
Yeah, I certainly think that is going to happen. Both teams playing pretty strong defensively. Only 7 shots on goal for the Panthers, 8 for Conn College. And as you mentioned, both goaltenders playing well. Only one other game in the NESCAC tonight. The Tufts University Jumbos taking on the Williams College Eaves. That game at the Lansing Chapman Rink in Williamstown. And do we have a score on that one?
Williams leads 1-0.
Okay, so Williams right now currently tied for second place in the NESCAC, a three-way tie for second place in the NESCAC, and we'll come back to talk more about that in a minute. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True value, start right, start here.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus, Middlebury College. You're listening to Hockey Night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. In between periods 1 and 2, or after 20 minutes, nothing is solved. The Middlebury College Panthers and the Conn College Camels scoreless. And as we get ready to start the second period, I know Coach Neil Sinclair for the Panthers is going to try to get something going here quickly, as will Coach Jim Ward for the Camels.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Both teams don't necessarily need to do anything differently because they both got their shots up 8 and 7 respectively for Conn College and Middlebury. Just continue to try to make the goaltenders work, and eventually you'll find one that hits the twine.
Well, for Middlebury, we certainly hope so. Scoring goals has not been something that has come easily for them. this year, averaging 1.56 goals per game. And again, if you want to make some noise in the playoffs, that is something that is going to have to change. However, you can win games 2-1 or 1-0. We've seen that. We've seen it in college. We've seen it in the NHL. And if you've got strong goaltending, anything is possible. And again, the Panthers starting this period. To our broadcast right, they'll be skating from right to left. The Camels skating from left to right. No carryover penalties. And so as we get ready to start the second stanza, we start scoreless. Owen Powers getting ready to take the faceoff for the Panthers against his counterpart, matching number 9, Ryan Petty. Referee is in to take the faceoff. He drops it. It is won by Petty back into the Camels defensive zone, sent across to Paul Capozzi. He sends it back to defenseman Brett Sterling, who is behind his goaltender Connor Rodericks, who played a strong first period. Sterling coming out, skating between the circles, going to the right side, over to Petty, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone. The puck comes across to Paul Capozzi. Capozzi sends it deep into the Middlebury zone. Jeremiah picking up the puck from Middlebury across to Cozzolito, over to Powers. Powers turns it over. Capozzi has it. He loses it to Cozzolito, trying to get it out, and it is again kept in by Conn College. Chris Jellison is able to keep it in, but it bounces into the penalty box. So there'll be a face-off, and that will, or that should be, right outside the Middlebury defensive zone at the dot, right in front of the scorer's table. Vinny Gisanti taking the face-off for Middlebury against Brian Ackle for Conn College, won by Gisanti. Back to Bellucci, up to Kachuk, into the Camel zone. Kachuk with it in the left corner, looking for Gisanti in front. Broken up by Dylan Chase for Conn College, and a huge hit by Brendan Dawson on Kevin Doyle. And there is a penalty that has been called on that hit. The referee's arm went up immediately, and some of the Camels weren't too happy with that shot. They're discussing it.
And this is about the fourth time we've seen the two teams come together and exchange extracurriculars after the whistle.
Yeah, definitely some discussions there, but fortunately, cooler head prevail. But again, Middlebury going to the box. Dawson going to the box for the Panthers. And the referees are discussing this. And that is a charging penalty, I believe. And the referees are still discussing this, and he has been assessed a 5-minute major for charging. A five-minute major penalty for charging. So what that means is that Conn College is going to go on the power play, and they will have as many opportunities to score in 5 minutes as they can. Petty taking the face-off for the Camels against Gisanti. Won by Gisanti back into the corner. It comes back to the point where Mason Evans sends it across to Dylan Chase at the left circle. Centers it to Capozzi. He shoots it, and that goes wide. Brett Dineen takes the puck for the Panthers. He's able to clear it as it comes back out to Evans in his defensive zone. And it comes back. It's still in the Camels' defensive zone. Vinny Gisanti doing a nice job harassing Matt Misha, wasting some time. And it's dumped in by Kyle Moss behind Klein. David Bellucci along the boards with Eric Jeremiah. The puck still in the defensive zone of the Panthers. And Vinny Gisanti in the left circle clears it all the way down. And Rodericks has to come out to play it. Nice job by Mark McClellan, pressuring him. And a minute into this 5-minute major, the Camels having a tough time getting set up here. A strong penalty killing by Mark McClellan, preventing anything from getting set up. Here come the Camels, though, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. Will White dumping it into the left corner. Chris Jellison along the boards with Frank Cozzolito and Jeff Thompson for the Camels. Again, back behind Klein now. Cozzolito walling off Jellison. In the corner, it comes back to the point, over to Brett Sterling at the right side. Sterling over to Kyle Moss, over to Dan Driscoll, a shot, that one goes wide. And Middlebury able to clear that again. Driscoll goes back for the Camels in the left circle. Driscoll skating in front of Rodericks, his goaltender, as he comes out. Driscoll along the right side, dumping it into the zone. Belushi back for Middlebury, and he is able to clear this out. 3 minutes left into the major penalty to Dawson, the charging major assessed. So far, not much going on here for Conn College. However, here they come. Jacob Moreau dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Belushi back for Middlebury. Ryan Petty along the right boards for Conn College. He's met by his opposing number 9, Owen Powers, doing a nice job holding it along the boards. And Powers is able to send it along the left side, taking up more valuable time. The penalty to Dawson halfway over, and not much going on so far. 16:25 left to play second period. The game scoreless.
And Middlebury's gotten a chance to change a couple of times because they knocked the puck down to the other end. Great job.
Paul Capazzi in the Middlebury defensive zone. He skates behind Klein up to the left point. He sends it across to Mason Evans at the circle. Sends it over to Capazzi. A shot that Klein holds on. And he'll hold on to that. 16:09 left to play second period. 2:09 left in the charging major assessed to Brendan Dawson. The faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Petty taking the faceoff for Conn College. Vinny Gisanti for Middlebury. Another faceoff won by Gisanti, who's doing a good job tonight on faceoffs. Brett Dineen sends it out. 2 minutes left in the major penalty to Dawson, and not much going on with the Camels penalty, with the Camels power play, excuse me. Jacob Moreau dumps it into the Middlebury defensive zone. He's got it behind Klein. Nobody home as he's looking for someone to pass to. Back to Moreau, who had sent it over to Petty. He sends it across to Moss at the right point. Moss sends it back in. It goes around. Moreau in the left corner, but Middlebury doing a nice job preventing anything from getting setting up here. Jeremiah in the left corner with Moreau, and Jeremiah is able to clear it out. Middlebury doing an excellent job on the penalty kill here. And I'm not exactly sure how there's going to be a penalty assessed here to Conn College. They had about 30 players on the ice. I think I stand corrected. The referee had his arm up for a penalty, and he just put it down. Okay, I need to correct myself. No penalty there. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Connor Rodericks. Charlie Parsons taking the faceoff against Jeff Thompson. Won by Parsons. It comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone where Jimmy McKee plays it behind goaltender Stephen Klein. Over to Frank Cozzolito, who skies that out. 15 minutes left to play in the second period. 1 minute left on the penalty to Brendan Dawson. And we have a penalty here. Another penalty on Middlebury. As Connor Rodericks to the bench. Another penalty assessed to the Panthers here.
Connor Rodericks got knocked into out of the goal.
And it's going to be an interference penalty on Mark McClellan. Not what Middlebury needed. 14:49 left to play second period. 49 seconds left on the major to Brendan Dawson. And now a two-minute interference call on number 37, Mark McClellan. So for the Camels, an important time to try to get something on the board here, as they'll have a 5-on-3 for 49 seconds. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Petty, and won by Powers again. All right, to the point. It's sent over to Mason Evans. Over to Kate Moss at the point. Kyle Moss, excuse me. Back to Moss. Over to Evans. Evans in the right circle. Back to Moss. At the top of the circles. It's sent over to Jacob Moreau, who is now between the circles. Sends it over to Mason. That was a drive, and he scores! Jacob Moreau teaming up with number 23, Mason Evans, on that play. And he buries it. A shot from just above the circles. 1-0 Conn College. 14:16 left to play in the second period. That goal coming at 5:44 of the second period. And it's a power play goal.
Klein was screened in front. He couldn't even see that one coming.
So 16 seconds left on the major to Dawson. That will wipe out the interference penalty to McClellan, but there's still 16 seconds left on the major. Again, that goal coming at 5:44 of the second period. It's 1-0 Camels.
And Middlebury has nobody but themselves to blame for that goal. Can't skate 5-on-3 and expect good results.
A pair of number 9s taking the faceoff at center ice here. Powers and Petty for their respective teams. Won by Powers. Over to Jimmy McKee, back into the Middlebury defensive zone. He is pressured by Moreau. And McKee sends it all the way down. 5 seconds left on the penalty to Dawson. Sterling with the puck for Conn College. He sends it back up. It scoots into the Middlebury defensive zone where David Bellucci picks it up. Bellucci trying to hit McKee. And Middlebury has iced the puck. So that will come all the way back down. This faceoff will be in the Middlebury defensive zone to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Again, Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Brian Ackle. Won by Ackle. Back to the point. It's over to Dylan Chase. Chase sending the puck deep into the Middlebury zone. Brian Ackle behind Klein. Powers with the puck from Middlebury over to Mitch Allen. Looking for Michael Fahey, who skates over center ice. Fahey at the left circle drops it for Powers, who skates into the left corner. Powers looking for someone to pass to. It's over to Fahey. He loses it to Ackle, who sends it out to Brendan O'Connell, who dumps it deep into the Middlebury defensive zone. Jeremiah now with the puck for Middlebury in the right corner. Over to Fahey. Back to the point. Jeff Thompson a drive. That one's blocked by Klein. It comes to the point where A.J. Wallace for the Camels sends it back in. It's now deep in the zone. Chris Jellison skating above the circles. A wrist shot that Jellison takes from the top of the keys. And that one is held on to by Klein, who has seen enough of that. 12:53 left to play second period. 1-0 Conn College.
And a goal there by Mason Evans, his third of the year. Assist to Jacob Morrow.
All right, so this face-off to the right of Klein again. Number 12, Chris Jellison taking the face-off against Vinny Giassanti. Won by Giassanti, who's doing a good job tonight on face-offs. Comes back behind Klein, picked up by Bellucci, leaving it for Cozzolito in the right corner. Cozzolito pressured by Thompson, who gets the puck to his linemate Jellison. Jellison now in the corner. Jellison looking to get it to the point. Gets it over to A.J. Wallace, who sends it in deep. Nick Botticelli with a shot. Botticelli got it back to Dan Driscoll, who let a wrist shot go that Klein will hold on to. Driscoll taking that shot from just above the right circle. Klein holds on to that. We've got Will White taking the faceoff against Jimmy McKee. Won by McKee back into the right corner as Middlebury tries to get it out. Charlie Parsons sends it over to Danny Tye, who gets it over to Jeremiah, who is pinching from the left point. And Conn College able to get it out. Matt Michaud sends it into the Middlebury defensive zone. It's now in the right corner. Ryan Glantz with a shot. That goes wide. It's picked up by the Middlebury defense, and Jimmy McKee picks it up, sends it down as both teams are changing. 11:45 left to play second period. 1-0 Conn College as the Camels come out along the left side right in front of the Middlebury bench. It's dumped in deep. Jacob Moreau in the left corner, in the right corner, excuse me. And we have a whistle. And they're going to say that Conn College was offsides. 11:34 left to play second period. 1-0 Conn College. The faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. Petty taking the faceoff for Conn College against Powers. Won by Petty. Back to Sterling, who tries to sky it in. It's picked up by Dineen. Trying to get it out. He's having a tough time as he's being pressured by Capazzi. It jumps out. And Dineen inadvertently ices the puck. He was trying to send that off the boards. and instead it inadvertently went all the way down, so that is an icing. 11:19 left to play second period. This will come back to Klein's left. A pair of nines taking the faceoff. Petty for Conn College against Owen Powers for Middlebury. Faceoff won by Powers over to Cozzolito in the left corner. Sends it across to Dineen in the right corner. Over to Michael Fahey. Turnbull has it now for Middlebury, deep in the Conn College zone. Picked up by Kyle Moss, who sends it down. Capazzi racing now for Conn College. He sends it over to Sterling with a shot that is blocked by the Middlebury defense. Picked up by Kyle Moss on the right circle. He shoots. And Ryan Petty in front trying to deflect that one. Capazzi with the puck now for Conn College in the left corner, leaving it for Moreau. Moreau has it circling in the left corner, over for Capazzi. Capazzi trying to center it, broken up by Cozzolito and Dineen. Now in the left corner, where it's being held along the boards by Kachuk and Dylan Chase. Cozzolito with the puck for Middlebury, sends it over to Dineen. Now over to Allen at the left circle. He sends a wrist shot on net. That goaltender Connor Rodericks will hold on to.
Good job there by Middlebury getting a shot on goal, because the last couple of minutes they've been allowing too many shots on goal on the other end.
Yeah, 10:07 left to play second period. The faceoff deep in the Connecticut College zone to the left of goaltender Connor Rodericks. Vinny Gisanti taking the faceoff against Brian Ackle. Won by Ackle. Comes back behind the Conn College net. Gisanti with the puck in the right corner for Middlebury, looking for someone to pass to. Ackle doing a nice job bottling him up. Ackle trying to get it out over to Brendan O'Connell. And it was funny, the puck was actually caught in one of the Panthers' jersey. Charlie Lawrence couldn't get it out of his jersey for a minute, but it drops. He's now back behind Rodericks in the left corner. He gets it over to Kachuk in the left corner. Kachuk trying to pass to Gisanti in the right corner. Gisanti over to Jimmy McKee behind Rodericks. And McKee goes down, no call. Brendan O'Connell loses the puck to one of the Panthers. It's Bellucci with a drive that goes over the right shoulder of Rodericks. The puck along the boards right in front of the Connecticut College bench, and we have a whistle. They're going to say that Middlebury was offsides there. So this faceoff will come just outside the Camel zone, right in front of the Conn College bench. Mark McClellan taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Chris Jellison. Won by Jellison as it scoots into the Middlebury defensive zone. Dineen trying to send it off the boards to Danner. Danner has the puck. He sends it back to Dineen, over to Jeremiah in the right corner, over to McClellan, over to Charlie Parsons, and Jellison. Jellison able to get it in front. He had Thompson in front. He took a shot that Klein somehow got his arm on, and Middlebury clears that out. Charlie Parsons deep in the Conn College zone. He's with Matt Danner. Danner looking to send it over to Jeremiah, who tries to get the shot off, but unfortunately it bounces off the top of the glass. And Stephen Klein again coming up big for the Panthers.
And I think that shot also hit the post, to be honest.
Well, Stephen Klein has played again another terrific game so far. 14 shots for the Camels, 9 for Middlebury, 8:27 left in the second period. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Will White for the Camels. Won by White. Back to Sterling, who's back behind Rodericks, to his partner Kyle Moss. Moss sends it over to White. White dumps it into the Middlebury zone, picked up by Cozzolito in the left corner, over to Bellucci. Bellucci looking for the big pass to Allen. Instead, it's picked up by Sterling, who sends it over to his partner Moss once again. Moss back to Sterling on the left side. Sends a pass over to Ryan Glantz as it comes deep into the Middlebury defensive zone. Bellucci with the puck for Middlebury. Off the boards to Mitch Allen, looking for Owen Powers. Powers is able to get it out. Dylan Chase now with the puck for the Camels. Sends it back in as the Camels are changing. Middlebury looking to get the play going here. Bellucci looking for Cozzolito. Cozzolito on the left side. Causalito over to Bellucci. Back to Causalito, who gets the puck out. Back into neutral ice. Over to Mitch Allen. Allen skating over the blue line at center ice. Allen across to Powers. He's met by Mason Evans. Evans now over to Jacob Moreau. Moreau to Petty. One on three. Petty with a shot that goes into the zone over Klein's shoulder. It's picked up by Dan Driscoll. Driscoll in the corner with Tkachuk. Petty now with Driscoll in the corner. Back behind Klein. Now in the left corner. Over to Charlie Lawrence, who skies it off the boards. Picked up by Tkachuk. And back come the Camels. Three on three. It's broken up by the Middlebury defense. Tkachuk with Charlie Lawrence and Vinny Gisanti. Broken up by the Camels. Jacob Moreau loses the puck to Lawrence. Lawrence at center ice. One on four. Lawrence doing a nice job getting that puck in deep. Here comes Brett Sterling into the Middlebury zone. He drops it to Petty. Petty with a drive from just above the right circle. That is blocked. And here come the Panthers. Matt Danner. He's got Charlie Lawrence with him. Charlie Parsons with the puck down for Middlebury in the right corner. Over to Matt Danner, who leaves it for Jeremiah above the right circle. Jeremiah got a shot off that Roderick's just missed, and he was lucky that did not wind up in the net. It's broken up by the Camels. It's a two-on-one. It's Sterling and O'Connell, broken up by Jeremiah. Picked up by Danner as it comes back into the Middlebury zone. Jeff Thompson causing all sorts of havoc for the Camels, and it's a three-on-two, or a two-on-three, I should say, as McClellan, a Danner, excuse me, deep into the, and a shot, oh, and that one just goes wide. Danner had Fahey on the right side, and they just missed the net, or Mitch Allen, excuse me, on the right side, and he just missed the net. It's now in the left corner. Got Danner, you got Allen, you've got Parsons for Middlebury. And you've got Mason Evans. Puck back out to the point. Charlie Lawrence. Back to David Bellucci. Bellucci, he sneaks in a shot. What a save by Rodericks. A turnover in the defensive zone that Bellucci made a nice play on. And here comes Mitch Allen for the Panthers in the left circle. Allen breaking and a stop by Rodericks and another one. And we have all sorts of activities going on now in front of Connor Rodericks, and there will probably be some penalties as a result of this. Extracurricular activity in front of goaltender Connor Rodericks.
Jeremiah ran into goaltender Rodericks, and Connecticut College didn't like it. A couple of players holding Jeremiah by the face mask and him doing the same.
Jeremiah in the box for Middlebury. Mason Evans in the box for Conn College. Middlebury bringing the pressure on that shift. Not a very good defensive shift for the Camels, that last one. A couple of turnovers in front, and Middlebury coming very close to tying this game. Some sloppy defensive play in front of goaltender Connor Rodericks, and Middlebury coming very close to capitalizing on this. Okay, we now have... Let's set the stage for you here. We now have got an additional Camel in the penalty box. Dylan Chase in the penalty box for Connecticut College. And so it looks like Middlebury is going to get a power play out of this. This will be Middlebury's first power play of the evening. An opportune time to get back into the even side of the ledger here for the Panthers. Vinny Gisanti taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Chris Jellison. This faceoff is going to be to the right of goaltender Connor Rodericks, who's been busy the last couple of minutes. Faceoff won by Gisanti, over to Bellucci. Over to Gisanti, a shot, big save by Rodericks. Made the stop with the right pad there. Middlebury looking good so far on his power play. Back to Gisanti, over to Bellucci with a drive from above the circles. Danny Tye with the puck for Middlebury. Over to Jasanti on the right side. Over to Tkachuk. It's picked up by Kyle Moss, who is able to clear it. But Middlebury bringing some intense pressure in the opening stages of this power play. Their first of the night. They didn't score, but that setup certainly looked good. Frank Cozzolito with the puck for Middlebury in the left corner. 1:17 left in the penalty to Dylan Chase. Owen Powers with the puck for Middlebury on the right side. Over to Bellucci at the top of the right circle. Bellucci with a shot. That one goes wide. As the Camels are able to clear, Jeff Thompson clearing that out, and that one bouncing into the Conn College bench. 3:33 left to play in the second period. 1-0 Conn College.
We're brought to you by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Brian Ackle taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. They're doing the faceoff at center ice because it bounced into the bench. Okay, Michael Fahey now taking the faceoff against Ackle. Won by Ackle back into the Camel zone where they are able to clear it out. A.J. Wallace, nice job clearing it out. Jimmy McKee with the puck now in the Middlebury defensive zone. Over to Owen Powers, who skates along the left side. He's got Fahey trailing. Powers back along the boards on the right side. Over to Mitch Allen, over to Jimmy McKee. Back to Allen. Owen Powers with a drive and another stop by Rodericks. Michael Fahey with the puck in the middle of the left circle. Over to Cozzolito. Over to Fahey, back to Jimmy McKee with a drive from just above the circles. And Brian Ackle able to get it out. 12 seconds left in the penalty. Mitch Allen with a drive. That is blockered off by Rodericks into the corner. 3 seconds left on the penalty. As the Camels are able to send it back down. Although Middlebury able to get it back up quickly. Mitch Allen racing into the Camel zone. He's walled outside, forced off the puck by Brett Sterling. Here come the Camels. Ryan Petty with the puck. He's got Capazzi with him, broken up by Mitch Allen. Allen along the right side. Over to Danny Tye, who dumps it deep into the Camel zone. He's being pressured by Kyle Moss in the corner, picked up by Sterling. Sterling sends it along the boards. It comes out, but sent back in as the Panthers are changing. Sterling with the puck. For the Camels, over to Moss at neutral ice where it's picked up by Mark McClellan. Dumped into the Camel zone. McClellan along the point. Inching into the circle. He was looking for Michael Fahey. Back to the point, Bellucci with a shot. That is hand passed back in by Bellucci. He was trying to hit Charlie Parsons, I believe. So that one will come outside of the Camel zone, just in front of the Middlebury bench. 1:37 left to play second period. Vinny Jasanti taking the faceoff against Chris Jellison. Won by Jellison. Back into the zone, quickly back to Jellison after it was sent back to Mason Evans. Now it is now deep in the Middlebury defensive zone along the left side. Frank Cozzolito coming together with Nick Botticelli and Jeff Thompson. The puck now being held by Jasanti behind Klein as we hit 1:10 left to play in the second period. Conn College with a 1-0 lead. Jasanti with a puck, with the puck and a pass that he was trying to hit Kamil Tkachuk. Charlie Lawrence over to Tkachuk, who loses it. And it comes back to Mason Evans as it jumps back into the Middlebury zone. And a drop pass to Chris Jellison. Oh, a shot. It goes over the top of the net. A turnover right in front of Klein. Jeff Thompson doing a nice job getting that over to his line mate. And here comes Jeremiah and Turnbull. Over to Jeremiah. A shot. And Jeff Thompson forces Eric Jeremiah outside. And we have a whistle with 35.3 seconds left in the second period. A penalty. Jeff Thompson for the Camels. I believe that was a hooking call. This faceoff to the left of Roderick's. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Will White. Powers chased out. Allen taking the faceoff now for Middlebury. Won by Allen. Over to Powers. And the Camels, Kevin Doyle, able to clear it out. It comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone where Michael Fahey picks up the puck for Middlebury. Sent over to Allen, who's looking for Owen Powers. And again, it is broken up by Kevin Doyle. A nice play by Fahey, keeping it in. Back to Fahey above the right circle. Over to Allen, looking for Fahey. And he just missed him, and it comes out of the zone. And Jeremiah has the puck. And that is the whistle ending the second period. But after 40 minutes of play, Conn College on the board, 1-0. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at Mini of Burlington.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Now back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler. An exciting game so far, Jason. And after 40 minutes, Conn College up 1-0.
Yeah, and they're up 1-0 because of Middlebury's decision to shoot themselves in the foot, metaphorically speaking, allowing a 5-on-3 opportunity in which Connecticut College was able to find the back of the net.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about that scoring play. Nothing after 20 minutes of play. Both teams pretty evenly matched. 8 shots in the first period for Conn College, 7 for Middlebury. In this period, 9 for Middlebury and 7 for Conn College. So a game total so far of 16 for Middlebury, 15 for Conn College. But again, 5:44 of the second period, a 5-on-3 power play for Conn College, and they got on the board. It's sent over to Jacob Moreau, who is now between the circles. Sends it over to Mason. That was a drive, and he scores! Jacob Moreau teaming up with number 23, Mason Evans, on that play. And he buries it. A shot from just above the circles. 1-0 Conn College. 14-16 left to play in the second period. That goal coming at 5:44 of the second period, and it's a power play goal. A great series of plays by Conn College. Number 2, Kyle Moss, the freshman defenseman, getting that puck over to Jacob Moreau, who was able to get it over to his defense partner, Mason Evans, who let a blast go from the top of the circles. And again, as you mentioned, a 5-on-3 power play goal. One of those situations that you just, if you can stop it from happening, you need to.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This game has gotten a little bit chippy a bunch of times. We saw a 5-minute major called on Middlebury, and it's not the first 5-minute major we've seen called on Middlebury this year. I believe it's their 4th. It's just something they need to not allow to happen.
Well, we talked about it in the pregame show, staying out of the box and getting the power play going, and unfortunately, they have not been able to do those things so far. Again, Middlebury with a minute 25 left on the penalty at the end of the period to Jeff Thompson. So Middlebury will start the third period with a fresh sheet of ice and a minute 25 on their third power play of the game. But so far, Middlebury 0-for-2 on the power play. Conn College, conversely, 1-for-3. And a big part of those three power plays was a 49-second 5-on-3 in which they were able to score.
And Middlebury just 1-for-47 so far, in the midst of their 48th power play of the year. Just something they need to do a better job of, spacing each other out, moving the puck around, and getting a good shot on goal. They haven't scored a power play goal in forever.
Well, it's looked good. We'll see if they're able to do anything with this. We'll talk more about the second period, this game as a whole. We'll also take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and talk a little NHL right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Bye.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal. Unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus, Middlebury College. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK. Been a good game so far. 40 minutes played, 1-0 Conn College after the second period. A power play goal by Mason Evans coming at 5:44. Of the previous stanza, the assistant number 13, Jacob Moreau, and number 2, defenseman Kyle Moss, a 5-on-3 power play goal that put the Conn College Camels up 1-0 so far in this game. Checking the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, one other game tonight in the NESCAC, but it is an important game as the Tufts University Jumbos are taking on the Williams College Eaves at the Lanch and Chapman Rink in Williamstown, Massachusetts. So that game at Williams, and after 40 minutes of play, Tufts and Williams tied at 2. And the reason that that game is important, two reasons actually, Middlebury will be taking on Tufts tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. But both Williams and Tufts ahead of Middlebury in the standings. And so if Tufts is able to win tonight and Middlebury were to lose this game, it would definitely have playoff implications in terms of Middlebury potentially not getting into the playoffs. So we hope that doesn't happen. But again, that's the lone game tonight in the NESCAC. A lot more going on tomorrow. As for the NHL, there are no games going on this weekend due to the NHL All-Star Game. But the National Hockey League All-Star Game coming up on Sunday at 3:30 from the Amalie Arena in Tampa. And the way they're doing it this year, they've got the Metropolitan All-Stars against the Atlantic All-Stars at 3:30 on Sunday. And then the Central All-Stars against the Pacific All-Stars at 4:30. And winner number 1 against winner number 2 at 5:30. So the NHL All-Star Game on Sunday. Third period action coming up after 40 minutes of play. 1-0 Conn College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on.
National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler with you. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday night. There are few ways that I find better to enjoy a Friday night than watching hockey. And Jason, so far, even though the Panthers are down 1-0 after 40 minutes, it has been a pretty entertaining game.
And it's been a pretty even game at that, Bruce. 16 shots for Middlebury and 15 for Connecticut College. Just the one mistake led in by Stephen Klein. Not even his fault, because in front of him, three skaters against five from Connecticut College.
Yeah, so as we get ready to start the third period, Middlebury this period will be skating from left to right. The Conn College Camels from left to right, or from right to left, rather, right in front of us. And the important thing for the Panthers as they get ready to start the third period, they've got a fresh sheet of ice and a minute 25 left on the penalty to Jeff Thompson that came with 35 seconds remaining in the second period. So we'll see if Middlebury can do anything with the power play that is, to be blunt, not been good this year. All right, so we are ready to go. Owen Powers in the faceoff circle for Middlebury against Brian Ackle for the Camels. Puck is dropped, one by Ackle. It's back to Sterling for the Camels, who skies it into the Middlebury zone. 1:15 left in the penalty to Thompson. 19:48 left to play in the period, and here come the Panthers. Mitch Allen with the puck for Middlebury into the Camels defensive zone by the right circle. He is back behind Rodericks. Allen looking for Jeremiah. Allen goes all the way around Dipsy Doodles into the right circle. He still has it. Over to Powers, over to Jeremiah above the circles. He sends it over to Turnbull. Tried one pass too many, and it's broken up by Ackle, who sends it all the way down into the right corner as Klein has to come out and play it. Parsons brings it out over to Trevor Turnbull in the left circle. Turnbull centers and he scores! Trevor Turnbull in the left corner centering it. And Dylan Chase went down to block it, and I think it might have gone in off his skate. One of the problems with going down to block a shot like that right in front of your goaltender is you don't know what the puck is going to ricochet off of. And that's the case. It's a great play sometimes if you take away a lot of real estate. But that's the case where he did it, and they got burned.
And Middlebury's second time catching it on a power play all year. They're 2-for-48 now.
All right, the face-off. It is Vinny Gisanti taking the face-off against Ryan Petty. Won by Petty deep into the Camel zone. Camille Tkachuk with the puck for Middlebury. He was looking for Gisanti. And A.J. Wallace able to send it over to his defense partner, Dan Driscoll. Driscoll looking for Wallace again. Driscoll now behind Rodericks, looking to get something set up here. Driscoll with the puck. He sends it over to Petty. Petty over the red line. Sends it over to Capazzi, who is offsides. So again, as you mentioned, Jason, that power play goal, Middlebury's second power play goal of the year. But no better time like the present to get that going.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Great job by them just moving the puck around and catching Connor Rodericks kind of by surprise.
All right, so the face-off featuring Danny McKee against Chris Jellison, won by McKee. It's dumped into the Camel zone. Sterling racing for the puck against McClellan. McClellan goes down but does get it into the left corner. But it's picked up by Jeff Thompson. Thompson along the right side over to McClellan, who it scoots past deep into the Middlebury zone. Brett Dineen up to Danny Ty, who dumps it into the Camel zone. Now in the right corner. Over to Trevor Turnbull, to Frank Cozzolito at the right point. Back to Turnbull. Over to Charlie Parsons. Back to Cozzolito. Cozzolito drops it to Turnbull. Turnbull at the right point. Back to Cozzolito. Into the right corner. Owen Powers with the puck for Middlebury. He's working along the wall. Sends it back to Mitch Allen. Mitch Allen circling. He's now in the left circle. He shoots it off his back foot. And that one is gobbled up by Rodericks. And Middlebury bringing the pressure here at the start of the third period.
And Rodericks going very low to stop that one. Good job.
Yeah, Middlebury certainly coming out to play in this third period. 17-19 left to play third period. 1-1, the Panthers and Conn College. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Ackle. For the Camels, this faceoff to the right of Connor Rodericks, who's been busy the last couple of minutes. He'll do it again. Powers and Ackle. Won by Powers. Back to the point. Over to Dineen, who sends it back in over to Powers behind Roderick. Powers with it again. Trying to center it. He was looking for Trevor Turnbull, but it goes wide, comes out. But it's sent back into the Camel zone. Owen Powers with the puck for Middlebury in the left corner. Over to Mitch Allen. It scoots wide over to Jimmy McKee in the right corner. McKee with a burst of speed behind Roderick, sending it over to Dineen, who pinches in. Back to Allen in the left corner. Still in the left corner. And it's broken up by Kevin Doyle, who sends it over to Brendan O'Connell, who sends a shot wide. It comes back out. Over to Kamil Tkachuk, who risks a shot on that the Camels goaltender will glove and hold on to. 16:34 left to play third period. It's 1-1.
Rodericks let go of that one kind of quick. I didn't see them blow the whistle.
And that power play goal credited to Frank Cozzolito. So Frank with a couple of big goals in the last 2 weeks. The faceoff back to Eric Jeremiah, who sends it back in behind Connor Roderick. Kamil Tkachuk with the puck for Middlebury. Over to Cozzolito at the right point. Over to Jeremiah, who sends it in to Jasanti, centering it, and that one bounced right on Rodericks, who had to go down to keep that from going in the net. And Ryan Glantz with the puck for Connecticut College, sending it deep in the zone. Matt Micho with the puck for Conn College. It's broken up by Middlebury, sent out. Vinny Jasanti with the puck for Middlebury, deep in the Conn College zone behind Rodericks right now. Matt Danner in the left corner. He's got the puck, sending it over to Michael Fahey. Petty with the puck for Conn College as it bounces to neutral ice, where it's picked up by Vinny Jasanti, who sends it back to David Bellucci. Over to Jimmy McKee. Back to Danner. It's picked up by Jacob Moreau, who is trying to hit Paul Capazzi. It comes back into the Middlebury zone, where it's picked up by David Bellucci. Over to Danner. Dan Driscoll with the puck for the Camels, trying to get it out, but it's picked up by Danny Tai along the boards, and he's trying to center it. He was trying to get that to Mark McClellan, but it was broken up by the Camels defense. Bellucci trying to send it deep. No icing as Danny Tai touches it, but it is picked up by the Conn College defense, and here they come. Capazzi with the puck. Above the circle, a drive! That Klein holds on, and they score! Conn College zooming into the zone. Crisp passing. And they score. 14:50 left to play third period. Conn College regains the lead. 2-1.
And Klein looked to have saved that one and then dropped it.
Yeah, that one happened so fast that we're going to have to wait for the official scoring on that. There were a whole bunch of players in front. But that goal coming at 5:10 of the third period. 2-1, Conn College.
And right now it's being given to Ryan Petty.
All right, so the faceoff at center ice. It is Chris Jellison taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Won by Powers. It comes back into the Middlebury zone. David Bellucci along the boards. And he ran into Jeff Thompson, who is a little slow getting up. 14:36 left to play, third period. 2-1 Conn College.
And Thompson skating off under his own power, was crushed. Absolutely crushed.
So just kind of recap for you here. The power play goal by Frank Cozzolito coming at 56 seconds of the third period. Trevor Turnbull and Owen Powers getting the assist on this one. And right now the goal by Ryan Petty coming at 5:10 of the third period. Face-off, Owen Powers taking the face-off against Brian Ackle. Won by Powers. Still in the Middlebury defensive zone. It comes out as it is passed to Mitch Allen, who dumps it in. Sent out of the camel zone by Brett Sterling. Picked back up by Turnbull, who is trying to send that to Powers, who's sent it to the corner by Sterling. Back to the point by Bellucci. And Brett Sterling with the puck for Conn College as he tries to send it in, but it deflects out of play. 13:55 left to play, third period, 2-1 Conn College.
And we're brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. And by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value Hardware store, and more.
Pair of 18s taking the faceoff there. Vinny Giassanti, Will White, won by Giassanti back into the Middlebury defensive zone where Brett Dineen picks it up behind goaltender Stephen Klein. Along the boards to Camille Tkachuk. Picked up by Vinny Giassanti as it goes into the left corner behind Camels goaltender Connor Rodericks. Giassanti now skating hard with the puck over to McKee at the right point. White with the puck over to his teammate Ryan Glantz on the left side. A 3-on-2 if they hurry. And Dylan Chase with a shot that Klein makes a big stop on. And here come the Panthers. Giassanti sends it along the boards as the Panthers change. 13:07 left to play, third period. Ryan Petty with the puck now for the Camels. Sends it on the left side to Dan Driscoll, the defenseman, pinching behind goaltender Stephen Klein. And it scoots back out. And A.J. Wallace with the puck now in the defensive zone for the Camels. It comes back out. Petty with the puck for the Camels, dumping it into the Middlebury zone as the Camels change. Charlie Parsons with the puck over to Danny Tai, who skates over the blue line. He's got Mark McClellan with him, and that is offsides. 12:37 left to play, third period, 2-1 Conn College.
And we're brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting, and SFI certified.
So the faceoff just outside the Conn College zone. Owen Powers and Ryan Petty, won by Powers. But it comes back into neutral ice where it is dumped back in by Frank Cozzolito along the boards. And here come the Camels. Kyle Moss with it. He sends it over to Jacob Moreau on the right side along the boards. Back behind Stephen Klein. And here comes Eric Jeremiah along the right side. He can really fly. Jeremiah and Turnbull. Jeremiah trying to center it, but it's broken up by Capazzi. And here come the Camels. Jacob Moreau into the zone. He tries to go in front of Klein. Nice play by Owen Powers, preventing him from getting anything set up. Powers over to Turnbull, over to Allen on the left side. Allen trying to go left circle. He's being walled off by Mason Evans. Allen over to Giassanti, looking to center it. Giassanti circling, trying to get a shot off. That one just goes wide. Giassanti working hard to come right in front of Rodericks. But the Camels defense doing a nice job keeping him outside. It's centered in front to Fahey. And it's loose. And there's about every player on the ice in front of goaltender Connor Rodericks right now. And we've got a whistle. And I believe a penalty has been assessed here, or matching penalties. Looks like we have matching penalties here. Jeff Thompson for the Camels, and Camille Tkachuk for the Panthers. Over to the box. 11:28 left to play, third period, 2-1 Conn College. This faceoff will come to the right of Connor Rodericks. Danny Tai taking the faceoff for Middlebury as the teams will skate 4-on-4. Brian Ackle taking the faceoff for Conn College, won by Conn College. Ackle has it again, sends it over to Dan Driscoll, who races into the Middlebury defensive zone where he's met by Jeremiah in the left corner now. Driscoll with the puck for the Camels behind Klein. He tries to get it in front where he's blocked by Dineen. Dineen now in the left corner over to Jeremiah, back to Dineen. As the team skate four aside, a pass to Mark McClellan at the right circle. He's walled off by A.J. Wallace. Now in the right corner, Danny Tai loses the puck to Jacob Moreau. Moreau slows things down as he tries to get things set up here. And here he comes, Moreau skating over the red line into the Middlebury zone. Two on four here. Sends it across to Brett Sterling with a shot that goes wide. Dineen with the puck for Middlebury. Along the left side, he skies it, bounces in right in front of Owen Powers, but luckily Kyle Moss, luckily for the Camels that is, gets the puck and it comes back out all the way into the right corner. Frank Cozzolito with the puck. He's being chased by Moss as it goes into the left corner. Long pass by David Bellucci. He was trying to hit Powers and that misses and comes back into Middlebury zone. Frank Cozzolito with the puck now circling just above the left circle. He's got Mitch Allen, who skates over the red line right into the zone. Leaves it for Bellucci. A nice pass that Bellucci was able to keep right on the blue line and keep it from going out. But Dylan Chase for the Camels is able to clear that. And as it comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone, here comes Jimmy McKee along the left wall. McKee behind Rodericks. Over to Allen. He loses a puck to Moreau. And if they hurry, it's a 3-on-2. They've got Moreau, Petty, and Capazzi. And it's broken up. A nice play by the Middlebury defense. And here come the Panthers. Gisanti into the Camels defensive zone. He is hauled down and no call.
Gisanti wasn't even allowed to get up, was just continually pushed down. And you can hear the Middlebury faithful very upset about that.
And you know what? The Panthers players are upset about this, and I don't blame them. This faceoff is going to come to the left of goaltender Connor Rodericks. 9:07 left to play in the third period. Conn College up 2-1. Chris Jellison taking the faceoff against Danny Tai. And the faceoff won by Tai, but it went forward. A.J. Wallace with the puck now for the Camels. The puck comes off the board to Charlie Parsons, over to Mark McClellan. Around the board to Danny Tai. Comes back to Michael Fahey. It's batted out by Dan Driscoll, and it comes out of the zone where Eric Jeremiah will have to chase. He's now back behind goaltender Stephen Klein. Off the board to Michael Fahey as it bounces again into the Conn College bench. 8:39 left to play third period. 2-1 Conn College. 20 shots on goal for the Panthers. 18 for Conn College. But right now, Conn College with a 2-1 advantage.
And this game's gotten a little too physical. I want to see the refs take a little more control of it.
Brian Ackle taking the faceoff against Danny Tai. Won by Ackle, although it scoots back into his defensive zone. To the left of goaltender Connor Rodericks. Picked up by Brett Sterling. It comes along the boards where Kevin Doyle picks it up. Although Sterling pinches in, he's in the right corner. He's being pinned against the boards by David Bellucci. Sends it off the boards to Trevor Turnbull. He loses it to Sterling, who sends it back in. Although here come the Panthers. Turnbull, 1-on-4. He loses that to Mason Evans, who sends it over to Brendan O'Connell along the left side in the Middlebury defensive zone. It's kept in by Dan Driscoll. Brendan O'Connell along the boards. Driscoll has it now. Comes back behind goaltender Stephen Klein. And Jimmy McKee with the puck on the right side. Over to Mitch Allen. Allen just behind the red line. He now is over the red line as he looks to get into the defensive zone. And he dumps it in. Mason Evans for the Camels looking to clear it, and he's not able to do that. It comes into the left corner. Owen Powers with the puck. He powers to the front, tries to get a shot off, and a great play by Dylan Chase for the Camels, sending it out. Long pass to Mitch Allen, broken up by Dan Driscoll. Driscoll leaving it for his partner, A.J. Wallace, behind Rodericks. Jasanti forechecking now for Middlebury as we head down to 6:55. Driscoll along the left boards right in front of the Conn College bench. Comes back behind Klein. The puck is centered in front, but it's broken up by Jeremiah, who sends a pass over to Tkachuk. It's broken up, though, by Conn College and picked up by Michael Fahey. If they hurry, they've got a 4-on-3. Fahey dumps it in. Nice job by Jasanti to stay on sides. But Conn College is able to clear it. And it comes all the way back down where Jeremiah has to pick up that puck and play it. Jeremiah taken down right in front of Klein. And that is going to result in the referee's arm going up. And we have a penalty for tripping. 6:12 left to play in the third period. Referees are going to call that all day long.
And that was right in front of him, too.
Jacob Moreau for the Camels arguing. I'm not really sure what he's arguing about. He took him down right in front of the referee. They're going to call that all day long. So, Middlebury has been successful tonight on the power play. We'll see if they can do it again. 6:12 left to play, third period. This faceoff deep in the Conn College zone. Owen Powers, taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Brian Ackle. Won by Powers. It's behind the net. Back to Jeremiah at the point. Over to Powers in the circle. Back to Jeremiah. Back to Powers. He lets a shot go. That's stopped by Rodericks. And A.J. Wallace tries to get it out. He can't. Powers with the puck along the boards. Jeremiah and Allen at the top of the circles. Over to Turnbull. Back to Jeremiah. He with a drive. That one goes wide. Allen at the right circle. Jeremiah with the puck. And a big play by Kevin Doyle. Clearing it out. For the Camels, Stephen Klein with a long pass up to Trevor Turnbull. A nice play by Klein to get that up. But Brett Sterling able to send it all the way down. 1:09 left in the penalty. 5:18 left in the third period. Conn College up 2-1. Bellucci over to Jimmy McKee as the Panthers try to get something set up here. Chris Jellison steals it. He's in the Middlebury zone at the left circle. A shot that Klein has got to hold on to. And a turnover right in the Middlebury defensive zone on the power play. Not something you want to happen. But fortunately, Klein was able to hold on to that. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, moving to his right, able to secure the puck. Good job there in what could have been a potentially terrible situation for Middlebury. They got 53 seconds left in a power play against Connecticut College. They need to capitalize and get the puck. For one, win the faceoff and get it over to the other side of the defensive, the other side of the blue line.
Ackle taking the faceoff against Jasanti. Won by Jasanti. Back to Bellucci. Over to Jasanti on the left side. Back to Bellucci. Sends it over to McKee above the right circle. Send it over to Tkachuk. A shot by Parsons. It goes wide. And the Camels are able to clear that out. Middlebury bringing the pressure with 30 seconds left to go on the power play. And here they come again. David Bellucci over to Charlie Parsons. It's into the Conn College zone. Dan Driscoll looking to clear it. He can't do it as Jasanti does a nice job keeping it in on the left side. Jasanti skies it into the corner. It's picked up by Tkachuk. Back to McKee at the left side. He shoots, and that is blocked. 4 seconds left on the penalty. Will White bring it into the zone. A shot. Oh, that one just goes wide. Jeff Thompson. And Will White trying to team up on a potential third goal for the Conn College Camels. And Middlebury doing a nice job breaking that up. 3:55 left to go in the third period. The puck coming all the way back. And Mason Evans with the puck for the Camels. Middlebury's Mark McClellan doing a nice job causing some pressure. Danny Tye with the puck now in the right corner for Middlebury. He's got Frank Cozzolito at the point. Danny Tye over to Matt Danner at the right circle. A shot that is blocked by Mason Evans. It's along the boards and is cleared out by Moreau. Matt Danner right above the blue line in the Middlebury defensive zone. Over to Cozzolito who dumps it in. Danner rushing in for Middlebury. Danner looking for someone to pass to. He was looking for Powers, but it comes back out. It goes all the way back down, and Jeremiah has to come and play it. With just about 3 minutes left to play in the third period. Here come the Panthers. Owen Powers with the puck. He's skating one on three. He's got Mitch Allen and Trevor Turnbull with him. Turnbull goes down, no call. Turnbull. Oh, what a shot from the point by Allen. Right above the circle. Or right below the circle, I should say. And Rodericks with a point-blank stop on Mitch Allen.
Highway robbery there.
Absolutely. Mitch Allen scooting in there just below the left circle. Turnbull, Powers, and Allen doing a great job on that series. They didn't score, but they're working hard. Brett Sterling with the puck now for the Camels. It's around the boards again where Sterling picks it up, and it scoots out of the zone. And Jimmy McKee with the puck now for Middlebury. Dumps it into the Conn College zone. It's picked up by Kyle Moss. And here come the Camels. Brendan O'Connell along the wall. Sends it into the Middlebury zone where it's picked up by David Bellucci. Bellucci looking for Allen. It goes into the left corner. Dan Driscoll holding it along the boards over to Tkachuk. It's in the left corner right now. Vinny Gisanti with Michael Fahey. And Middlebury has got an open net right now. They've pulled their goaltender with a minute 44 left. Fahey with the puck for the Panthers. Gisanti in the right corner. Cozzolito at the right point. Over to Jeremiah. Remember, the Middlebury net is empty. Cozzolito just above the right circle. A shot. Big save by Rodericks. And they score! Kamil Tkachuk. From just above or just below the left circle, puts it home, and the game is tied.
Beautiful job there by Kamil Tkachuk, and that's how you do it.
Good things happen when you put shots on net. And that entire last shift, Middlebury just kept coming and coming and coming. Lots of pressure in front of Connor Rodericks. Middlebury has tied the game. 1:28 left to play. Third period. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against his matching number nine, Ryan Petty. Won by Powers. The puck again deep in the Conn College zone. A big shot by Mitch Allen and is saved by Rodericks. And here come the Camels. Jacob Moreau, left circle. He lets a shot go that goes over the net. 1 minute left to play in the third period. Mitch Allen for the Panthers trying to knock it back in, but it bounces into the Middlebury bench. And so with 59 seconds left, this one is tied. So that was an even strength goal. Waiting for the official score on that one. They're crediting it to Kamil Tkachuk. No assists on that yet. We'll see if that changed. The goal coming at 18:32 of the third period. Face off to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Paul Capozzi with the puck now. He meets Eric Jeremiah. Tkachuk with the puck again. And it scoots out into neutral ice. Kyle Moss for the Camels, dumping it into the Middlebury zone as they change. Eric Jeremiah with the puck now for the Panthers, skating over the red line into the Camel zone. 21 seconds left in regulation. Dan Driscoll with the puck for the Camels, loses it to Fahey, and we have a whistle. And I believe we're saying that that's a hand pass. 14 seconds left in regulation. Middlebury and Conn College tied at 2. Again, the big story, Kamil Tkachuk getting the equalizer at 18:32 of the third period. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Brian Ackle just outside the Conn College defensive zone, and Middlebury has iced the puck. 5.8 seconds left in regulation, and the reason that this is important, that they iced the puck there, this faceoff is going to come all the way down into the Middlebury defensive zone. So if they set it up here, they've got time to get off a pretty good shot. And the faceoff is won by Petty, taking the faceoff against Powers, and it comes all the way down. But that is it in terms of regulation.
You know what that means?
It means we're going to play some more hockey.
That's exactly right.
So just to kind of recap here where we are. Middlebury getting the equalizer at 18:32 of the third period. Kamil Tkachuk. Another assist to defenseman Frank Cozzolito, who is having a pretty impressive season so far. Really stepped it up, his game, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And Middlebury in general has stepped up their game the last couple of weeks. Nice to see them get an equalizer late. And in a game that they really need to win, we'll see what they are able to do. Here, in terms of winning percentage, you don't get anything for an overtime loss. So they need to win here to gain points in the standings.
Absolutely. So the way this works is there is a minute break in between regulation and overtime. And so we will play some bonus hockey, which personally I'm pretty excited about. I love overtime hockey. And again, a pretty incredible third period for the Middlebury College Panthers, trailing 1-0 after 40 minutes. Middlebury getting on the board at 56 seconds of the third period. Frank Cozzolito scoring the power play goal. Trevor Turnbull, Owen Powers getting the assists. And then Conn College going up 2-1 at 5:10. Ryan Petty assisted by Paul Capazzi, making a 2-1 Conn College at 5:10. And then, of course, the big story, Kamil Tkachuk getting the equalizer, assisted by Frank Cozzolito at 18:32 of the third period. And so as we get ready for the overtime period, we go to 5 minutes sudden death. So the teams do not change sides. Middlebury is still skating right to left. The Conn College Camels left to right. Face-off, Owen Powers and Ryan Petty. The face-off won by Petty deep into the Middlebury zone. It's over to Capazzi, who's behind Klein. He leaves it for Sterling. Sterling on the right side, looking for Sterling. A shot in front. Big stop by Klein. Over to Capazzi. A point-blank stop by Stephen Klein on Capazzi. Over to Jacob Moreau, looking to the left point. It is kept in by Kyle Moss, who loses the puck to Trevor Turnbull, who dumps it in. And Brett Sterling with the puck now for Conn College behind his goaltender, Connor Rodericks. As we've got just about 4 minutes left in overtime, here come the Camels. Kevin Doyle deep into the Middlebury zone. He's being held along the boards by Jimmy McKee. David Bellucci in there as well. Brendan O'Connell with the puck now. He is at the left corner. He's looking for someone to pass to. He sends it in front, and it is broken up by Kamil Tkachuk. A strong defensive play there. A.J. Wallace with the puck now for the Camels as they look to get it going here. Here comes Dan Driscoll into the Middlebury zone along the right side. Driscoll loses it to Tkachuk, over to Bellucci, over to Michael Fahey. Fahey skies it as the Panthers change. Kyle Moss with the puck for the Camels, dumps it in. He's met by Danny Tai. Jellison with the puck in the corner along with Nick Botticelli. Back to the point, over to Mason Evans at the right side. He sends it in. That one is blocked by Dineen. Off the boards, kept in again by Evans in the corner. Botticelli in front. He sends it in front, and a great defensive play by Charlie Parsons. Here comes Mark McClellan. He loses the puck to Chris Jellison. Jellison back to Evans, his defenseman. Evans again skying it as the Camels are changing. A long pass over to Ryan Petty. Petty for the Camels dumps it into the Middlebury zone where it's picked up by Jeremiah, who sends it off the boards to Powers. Powers over the blue line, the right circle. Powers looking to go to the front of the net. He tries to wrap it around, and that one is stopped by Rodericks, who will hold on.
And Turnbull would have been right there had the puck gone loose at all.
Yeah, Middlebury doing a good job keeping the pressure on Connor Rodericks, who has been pretty busy in the later stages of this game. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Rodericks. It is Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Ryan Petty. Won by Petty as it comes out into neutral ice. Along the boards, Trevor Turnbull with the puck. Scoots back into the Camels defensive zone where it is picked up by Kyle Moss, who skates into the Middlebury defensive zone. And the Camels are offsides. That faceoff will come just outside the blue line, just outside of the Middlebury defensive zone. Shots on goal in this game. Now 24 for Middlebury, 20 for the Camels. Vinny Gisanti taking the faceoff against Ackle, won by Gisanti. Back to Eric Jeremiah, over to Jimmy McKee. Off the boards looking for Gisanti, and they have iced the puck, so that one will come back down. And so this one will be to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Vinny Gisanti taking the faceoff against Ryan Petty. Won by Petty. Back to Moreau. Moreau in the left corner. He's looking to center it. He can't. It's broken up by Jeremiah. Now over to Gisanti. Capazzi giving Gisanti some lumber. A great play by Driscoll keeping it in. Driscoll with a shot. It's broken up by Mitch Allen and Michael Fahey. The puck back to A.J. Wallace, who sends it across to Paul Capazzi. He loses it to Gisanti right in front of the Middlebury bench. Over to Michael Fahey. Dropped it to Jeremiah. Jeremiah with a wrist shot that Rodericks will hold on to. 1:07 left in the overtime period. Middlebury and Conn College tied at 2. A game that has certainly been exciting. Two Nescaq rivals battling tooth and nail. 24 shots on goal for the Panthers. 20 for the Camels.
And one of the teams going to use their timeout, talk things over, which gives us a chance to talk things over.
Yeah, absolutely. Middlebury certainly picking up the tempo in the third period in overtime, really carrying the play.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Making it difficult for Connor Rodericks and getting two past him there in that third period. Camille Tkachuk with a clutch goal.
Boy, and Frank Cozzolito, talk about a player that has elevated his game in recent weeks. The game winner last Friday night against Colby, getting his team on the board at 56 seconds of the third period, a power play goal, assist to Trevor Turnbull and Owen Powers, making it 1-1, and then setting up Camille Tkachuk at 18:32 of the third period to tie the game and get this game to overtime. He has really elevated his game in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And this would be a huge win for Middlebury if you're able to get it here in overtime. Your approach shouldn't change much with only 1:07 to go. Just continue to cycle the puck around, get shots on Connor Rodericks, and just hope one trickles by.
Well, we've got 1:07 left, and this faceoff deep in the Camels' defensive zone. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Chris Jellison for the Camels. Won by Jellison, but it's back into the left corner to the left of Connor Rodericks. 1 minute left in overtime. Jeremiah at the left point letting a shot go that's picked up by Gisanti. David Belushi at the right shot. A shot that is saved by Rodericks. He had some traffic in front. Middlebury brings some pressure here. And if the Camels hurry, they've got a 4-on-2 here. It's sent over to Jellison in the left corner. Along the boards, Jellison, he's walled off by Owen Powers, who gets it over to Gisanti. And if Middlebury hurries, they've got a 3-on-2. Mitch Allen and Owen Powers going to the net. Powers in the left corner. 25 seconds left. Back to Jeremiah at the point. Sends it over to Belushi. A shot that is blocked by Botticelli. Over to Jeremiah, who dumps it in. Owen Powers in the left corner behind Rodericks. They're trying to center it. And Sterling with the puck in the left corner. It's picked up by Sterling. He's got it again. It's along the boards, and that'll do it. Middlebury and Conn College end this one, tied at two. We'll be back to talk about it after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Thinking about a new or used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, Jason Wexler, Bruce Seaman, and we've seen a kiss of your sister here at the Chip Cannon 85 Arena as the Panthers and the Connecticut College Camels skate to a 2-2 tie. But Middlebury being impressive there, Bruce, in that third period, coming up with two goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, trailing 1-0 after 40 minutes of play, the Panthers really bringing it. In the third period, scoring two goals, including their second power play goal of the year. And I know it's a tie, but for Middlebury, to me, this feels like a victory because of the way they played in the third period.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. And we talked about the metric coming in. As far as opponents scoring against Connecticut College goals, they scored 10 goals in the first period, 12 goals in the second period, and 26 in the third period coming in. Connecticut College, we knew, had the ability to let up some goals there in the third period, whether it's fatigue or what have you, and that's exactly what they did to Middlebury.
Yeah, again, after 40 minutes of play, Mason Evans got the Connecticut College Camels on the board in the second period, a power play goal that put them up 1-0 after 40 minutes. But just to kind of recap the scoring here in the third period, 1-0 going into the beginning of the third period. We talked about how challenging the Panthers had been on the power play, but it came at 56 seconds of the third period. Frank Cozzolito got the Panthers on the board with a power play goal. As Klein has to come out and play it. Parsons brings it out over to Trevor Turnbull in the left circle. Turnbull centers and he scores! Trevor Turnbull in the left corner centering it. And Dylan Chase went down to block it, and I think it might have gone in off his skate. One of the problems with going down to block a shot like that right in front of your goaltender is you don't know what the puck is going to ricochet off of, and that's the case. It's a great play sometimes if you take away a lot of real estate, but that's the case where he did it, and they got burned. Yeah, Trevor Turnbull and Owen Powers doing a nice job working the puck back to Frank Cozzolito, who shot it. It deflected off of Dylan Chase's leg, making it 1-1. Again, the Panthers, their second power play goal of the season, coming at 56 seconds of the third period. And then, about 5 minutes later, the Connecticut College Camels, who played a pretty strong game themselves, they jumped back to a 2-1 lead with a strong play by Ryan Petty. Bellucci trying to send it deep. No icing as Danny Tai touches it, but it is picked up by the Conn College defense, and here they come. Capazzi with the puck. Above the circle, a drive that Klein holds on, and they score! Conn College zooming into the zone. Chris passing. And they score. 14:50 left to play third period. Conn College regains the lead. 2-1. Paul Capazzi sending a shot from the left circle that Petty deflected, making a 2-1 Conn College. That goal coming at 5:10 of the third period. And again, the team's going back and forth. Both goaltenders, Connor Rodericks for the Camels, Stephen Klein for the Panthers, playing very, very strong. But Mr. Johnny on the spot, Mr. Clutch tonight, Kamil Tkachuk scoring the equalizer at 18:32 off a fabulous pass from Frank Cozzolito. Fahey with the puck for the Panthers. Jasanti in the right corner. Cozzolito at the right point. Over to Jeremiah. Remember, the Middlebury net is empty. Cozzolito just above the right circle. A shot. Big save by Rodericks. And they score! Kamil Tkachuk from just above or just below the left circle puts it home. And the game is tied. And I'll say this, if it sounds like I'm going to have a heart attack while I'm announcing that goal, that's exactly how I felt. It was that exciting. Frank Cozzolito, another huge play, getting the puck over to Kamil Tkachuk, who buried that just below the left circle, getting the equalizer, making it 2-2, that goal coming at 18:32. And although we had some exciting end-to-end action in the remaining minute 28 of the third period and also in the five-minute overtime period, that is how this one ended. And boy, was that exciting.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it kind of stands to figure the two teams are pretty even all evening, and it stands to figure that they'd skate to a tie. Good goaltending on both sides and good offense late by Middlebury there in the third period.
Yeah, again, another, you know, my former broadcast partner Jim LaBerge likes when I say this, but, you know, a gut check game, that is a huge comeback tie for the Panthers to get a point out of this game, coming and tying the game late, and very, very impressive way they played tonight. But again, the final score tonight, a 2-2 tie, Middlebury College Panthers and the Conn College Camels. But just that, getting started in the post-game show, we'll be back to talk more about our game tonight. Also going to preview the game tomorrow with Tufts, and we'll talk a little bit about the NESCAC scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
No one likes being on the sidelines, But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You're listening to Hockey Night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. An exciting NESCAC game tonight as the Middlebury College Panthers and the Conn College Camels have skated to a 2-2 tie. Again, the Conn College Camels leading 1-0 after 40 minutes. And then, again, in this third period, Middlebury bringing it, scoring two goals. They were down 2-1, and they, again, were able to get the equalizer at 18:32 of the third period. Camille Kachuk with a big goal tonight. And Middlebury and Conn College each getting a point after a pretty entertaining game. And, Jason, our three stars tonight, what do you got?
Our third star has to be Trevor Turnbull. He got an assist along with Owen Powers on the goal by Frank Cozzolito. Camille Kachuk has to be our second star of the game for that clutch goal there to tie things up at 2 with 18:32 gone by there in the third period. And our top star has to be Frank Cozzolito, when we've talked about it, how much he's elevated his play the last couple of games.
Yeah, he had the game-winning goal last Friday night against Colby College. Tonight, a goal and an assist, a power play goal. And an assist. He has really elevated his game. And so, Frank Cozzolito, our number one star tonight. We're going to take a break right here when we come back. We're going to take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and preview tomorrow's game again, Tufts against Tufts. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we can!
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK. And if you were able to listen to the game tonight, you'll know it was entertaining as Middlebury and Conn College skating to a 2-2 tie. Kamil Tkachuk getting the equalizer at 18:32 of the third period. And then the two teams skating through a scoreless overtime, each team picking up a point in the very competitive NESCAC. And Jason, that is important that Middlebury picked up a point tonight because
Tufts beat Williams 4-2.
So, of course, that means that Tufts will gain ground on the Panthers. They were a couple of points ahead prior to tonight and tomorrow. Potentially a very, very big game as the Panthers look to take on the Tufts University Jumbos at 4 o'clock right here on the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. So that is going to be a big game.
Yeah, and it was one of, when the two teams met earlier in the season at Tufts, one of Middlebury's best games of the year. Their two goals coming there in the first period. It was a 2-0 victory for them, including the first goal of the season by Vinny Gisani. So plenty of positive things to draw on and look at the tape as far as you're concerned heading into that game against Tufts. And again, a tie tonight feels like a win.
Well, they played very well again, coming back from a deficit two times, scoring a power play goal, their second power play goal of the season, and just playing hard from puck drop to the end of the game. Again, very strong games by Frank Cozzolito, very strong games by Stephen Klein, and also Kamil Tkachuk with the big equalizer, 18:32 of the third period, making this a 2-2 tie. Well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. However, the Panthers taking on the Tufts University Jumbos tomorrow at 4 o'clock here on 92.1 WVTK. And the pregame show at 3:30 with Jason Wexler and myself. And I'll tell you what, Jason, I was very encouraged by what I saw tonight from the Panthers. And I think if they play tomorrow the way they did tonight, they've got a very good chance to win that game.
Just look to build off it and look to feed Frank Cozzolito the puck.
Well, whatever they did, it worked, and a great tie for the Panthers tonight, getting a point out of this game, and looking to get hopefully 3 points, 3 out of 4 points this weekend when the Tufts University Jumbos come to town tomorrow at 4 o'clock, a game you can hear right here on WVTK in the pregame show at 3:30. Before we go, I want to thank our engineer extraordinaire, Jimmy Tai, who is amazing behind the board. Thank him for making the game so sound as wonderfully as he always does. So for my broadcast partner, Jason Wexler, and myself, I'm Bruce Zeman. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here at Middlebury College, the Middlebury College Panthers 2, the Conn College Camels 2. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock when the Panthers take on the Tufts University Jumbos at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Until then, you've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 3:30.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lethrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.